Okay. Hello, everyone. Thank you for attending this session. Today, I'm Kazuhiro Hayashi, working in Toshiba Corporation in Japan. And this is the first time for me to make a talk in a Debian conference. And today, I'd like to introduce some build tools for applying the Debian to the embedded systems. Then, the purpose of this talk is, we are developing many products in our company, and we need to share first the required features in the embedded product development. Then I also want to introduce the existing some project which can build the Debian-based Linux system images. And also, I'd like to show some collaboration project with other existing projects. Then, also, I'd like to show some recent activities about the development for the embedded in the Debian community. Then the feedback is welcome. So I'd like to get the many feedback and apply it to our product development in future. So first, what are required, what are needed in the product development with Linux? In products, of course, we are based on the Linux system, and we need to customize many things sometimes for adapting the product-specific application or installing the third-party software or satisfy the, some product specification. Then in development, there are many resources like source code or binary packages or some kind of data are managed in many projects, and so we need to effectively manage such existing resources for the product development. And some customers usually require some standalone SDK to develop their application for the Linux environment. And also building some software or integrating the binaries built with these tools are required as the build system. And after build everything, we need to install the target system, target binaries into the target board. At that time, we usually required some flexible installer or some ready-to-use images for the SD card. And all processes should be developer-oriented. Of course, we also required many testing to release our software product. And after release, we also need to maintain many products. And in many cases, the long-term maintenance is required. Then license compliance, we always need to clarify all license information included in the open source software embedded in our products. So actually, what is the requirement in our products? The first thing is hardware support. For example, x86 and ARM and PowerPC for the 32-bit and the both of the 32-bit and 64-bit are required. Then some customers required sometimes tuning for some specific CPUs they are using to improve the system performance. And our development cycle is sometimes long, so we usually need to use a newer SoC as the beginning of our development. And also, our product developer added their own hardware or some IOs into the board, and we usually need to develop some driver or updating the memory map information or something. And about the Linux-based system, we are really depends on the stability from the community. And also, there are many packages available in many distribution, and at this time, we depends on the at least 500 source packages to develop, to cover our products in our company. Then, on the other hand, we also required a very small footprint system, which has less dependencies on the other packages. For example, at least sometimes 100 megabyte, less than 100 megabyte footprint required to install our images to the target board. Then we usually customize the existing Linux-based system to adapt our application or satisfy the specification of the products. For example, enable the future, some features required by application, or disable features for reducing the system size or something. And also sometimes upstream patches should be applied immediately in the development, and in such case we also applied without waiting the base system is updated. And I also mentioned about this topic previous slide, easy installation also required. And there are many other topics which required to develop our products with Linux. And in development and maintenance point, the release cycle of the product is usually very short. So we need to reuse as many existing resources like a distribution or some build tools as possible. But sometimes we are preparing some cross-build environment to avoid prepared some special native build environment with QM or some VM or something. And we are developing the many products. So in each development, we have several shareable development efforts. In such case, we need to share such resources between multiple products to development of products in our company effectively. And always need to keep all release information about our Linux-based system, for example, list of packages and versions, or how to customize them, how to build, or how to combine the binary packages, and how to modify the some configuration files or something. And also, reproducible builds is an important topic because we need to ensure that the product images which were released in before 10 years ago can be updated by applying some small, very small fixes. In such case, we always need to keep the kind of reproducible build stuff. And the most important thing is the longer term maintenance in, of course, in the communities of the Debian, some Linux distributions. we always need to import as many bug fix or security updates for more than 10 years. So the requirement becomes clear. Then what is the next? The first thing is to select the appropriate build system. This means a Linux distribution. And the second thing is provide effective tools to manage, customize, or keep some metadata for the base system we choose. This means usually base build system, and also including framework for customization and product maintenance. Debian is well-maintained binary distribution, and the release cycle is also very clear, and we can focus on several releases before file developing our products. And also multiple CPU architecture already supported, famous multiple CPU architecture supported, and frequent security updates or long-term support by Debian LTS team available. And additional topic is machine readable or license information like DEP5 is also available to effectively manage the license information in products. On the other hand, we require some integration tools to develop the final images based on Debian. And also, all Debian packages built with very high stabilities, but sometimes it's difficult to untie and customize and rebuild again. So, other project is here. Yocto project is source code based reference distribution, and yep. The integration tool in the Yocto project is BitBake, which passed the many recipes already implemented in many meta layers and built everything from scratch based on the recipe information. So this project has very good affinity with SoC vendors because recent famous SoC vendor has its own some extension for the Yocto project, and also is very easy to customize because all recipes written in the text file, and there are many variables or some stuffs which provide some customizability. And BitBake has some kind of layered collaboration model. I will explain about it later slide. And also supports standard SDK generation. But maybe many people already know the build time takes much. For example, just we need to create a very small system with a VisiBox and libc, but we take sometimes 30 minutes from the build from scratch. As the project release cycle, long-term support is also difficult stuffs in this community. Because they are focused on supporting the latest source package version every day. So here are several solutions related to the both of Debian and the Yocto project. The first things Debian is originally developed in our company. And other Ether and Elbe was developed in some European company, Ilbus and Linatronics. They have very similar features about the base system, integration tools, or some image generation, or how to customize Linux images. We met maybe 2 years ago in Embedded Linux Conference and talked together and just started to collaborate each other. First, I'd like to introduce the Debian, MetaDebian build system, which is usually used in our company. This is Debian is a Linux distribution cross-built from the Debian source packages. And the goal is, all requirements I already explained in the previous slide, especially for the flexible adaptation to the various system, and the most important things, stability and long-term support. And this system, based on the two projects, Debian and Yoke project, so the name comes from this reason. Debian just combined Debian and Pokey, and also it means Debian-like, but actually not completely equal to Debian. So main feature of this tool is cross-built everything with the same behavior of the Yocto project. And it provides a full customizability to the Debian source packages. And also, we always need to build from scratch. So no, in other words, no need to keep binaries. And generate everything from with only one command of the bitbake. It is very easy to use for every customer. And also support the generation of kernel or bootloader, root file system SDK, and some ready-to-use SD card images. Because already provide such kind of features are provided in Yocto project layer. Then comparing Debian, various target CPUs are available. A various target CPU and very detailed tunings available. And also sometimes some packages have less dependency. Less dependency on the host environment. So we don't need to care much about dependency on the host environment because it's built from scratch. This is abstract of the behavior of the Debian, but it's too little too detailed. So I just explain about workflow. First, all Debian source packages managed in the same place, and the Debian is actually called the MetaDebian layers. The let things is provided by us, and we combined this MetaDebian layer into the original Open Embedded Core layers, and it works. It changes the behavior of the system build system to fetch the all Debian source packages from the Debian repositories. And then bitbake automatically cross-build the all binary packages, and corresponding the binary packages are generated. Then bitbake finally generates the ready-to-use images. So here's a quick start, but maybe you can see in the GitHub, so I don't explain much about here, but actually we can use we can build the final image only the final command only the one command listed here, bitbake or image minimal, and when we customize the target, we need to modify the recipes, but actually we all usually just need to append some changes for the specific packages. As a result, we can get very small images based on Debian source code. For example, installed packages are only libc and busybox, which also include the init, and also other essential configuration or kernel module included, but basically libc and busybox consist of libc and busybox. And the total image size becomes, I checked yesterday, for the ARM 32-bit architecture, kernel becomes 2.4 megabyte, but maybe we can minimize more because configuration, we just using the default configuration. And about the root file system, only the 5.0 megabyte, and you can apply such small system into the hardwares, the storage storage size is very limited. Then, now what kind of customization we are doing here? For example, sometimes in Debian there are some big packages comparing with a Yocto project. In such case, if product needed, we split the packages into the more sub-packages and install only required binary packages, like Perl modules. And sometimes we change the default configuration of the Debian source packages to remove some unneeded dependencies, or Debian provides Debian and Yocto project infrastructure provide some variables to configure the whole system only one or two values. Like for example, that we can enable or disable like X11 related features by setting x86 into the distro features variables or remove from the disk variables. And yeah, we provide the two init system, busybox and systemd, and not only the Debian source packages, but also other longer term or some QA related packages are available. Example is Civil Infrastructure Kernel maintained by Civil Infrastructure Project, which provide a super long term, and also we integrate some latest test packages, and also have some extensions for the famous embedded boards. I'd like to explain about some layering system for the product development with the Yocto framework. In the bottom, Open Embedded Core layers provided by Yocto project and Yocto project and Open Embedded Core that is shared by the both project, and Meta Debian located on this. Then for generic use case, we just add some additional layers for some embedded board, like a Raspberry Pi or something. Then for the product development, we usually take such kind of structure. We created, for example, layer for each project or the development, and in on this project layer, there are many kind of boards located, and we can choose which one is the last configuration. And sometimes, for example, some developers cannot use a real board because there's not enough hardware available in the company sometimes. So in such case, we provide some virtual environment to develop the application with some configuration or something shared, already shared in the project layer. And all efforts, development efforts for the project in the company is shared in the company layer. That is a basic layering in our company development. So that is a basic introduction of the Debian, but we need to consider more bit, more things about quality or maintainability, something like that. Actually, we can provide the full customizability with Debian, but if we when we see the MetaDebian layer, there are many recipes are listed here. So in other words, all available packages are maintained by these many recipes by our hand. So providing full customizability is one of the important topics, but we need to care about the focus of the packages for the effective development. Other things is, like Debian, the binary packages are already available in the official repositories, but in our case, we always build everything from scratch, only one command. But we also need to build everything, even though some packages are already up to date. So it is sometimes need to reduce such development time by caring, considering such kind of features of Debian. And regarding QA, the QA of the Debian community comes from the binary packages, because all packages are tested as a binary and combined as a system. But we rebuild everything by the cross-building, so many high responsibilities are required to such kind of maintenance. And also, the build time is based on Yocto project approach, so we also need to study about 30 minutes for building only a very small minimal system. So next step is one collaboration project. I already explained about other project in previous slide. We have met by these motivations. We are product oriented developers, and we are also already based on the Debian based system, and everyone have high interest in the Yocto project or Bitwake because they are focusing on the embedded world. Then we also have the common goals, like one command, very easy building, or image generation based on the Debian packages, and some flexibilities for the customization. So we have just started this collaboration project, and the basic approach is we should based on the Debian's binary and source packages and Debian toolchain. that is maintained by Debian project. So the QA and long-term support comes from such selection. And BigBake, we are commonly interested in on-demand and one-command building with provided by BigBake. And we also want to share the common resources I explained in the previous figure between the isolated product layers. It make the product development more effective. And further functionality is basically we require the package build in our system. That there are two cases, native build or cross build support. And also image generator function is required. We are discussing what kind of functions or features are required in our project. Then we are just started to, we just started our work by creating the common proof of concept repositories, and we already achieved several small things as the first step. For example, for the package builder, we just choose S build because it is one of the official package builders used in the Debian communities for the package building. And as a feature is, for example, effectively fetch the DSC-based source packages data by the BitBake recipes. And we are discussing about how to solve the dependency resolution between the Debian community, Debian binary packages, and BitBake recipes. So about the collaboration project, we are just implementing further functions like image generation, and also need to consider some kind of framework for customization, like a Yocto project. And also, this is in my priority, cross-building is also required. And adding I needed functionality for the upstream tools is also important to collaborate only with our project, but also as upstream project. So regarding Debi, we still need to keep providing the tiny dependencies and footprint Linux system because our customers still want. We just need to change our priority or focus. We need to focus on some kind of core packages like BusyBox or libc, bootloader or something, which are already discussed in civil infrastructure platform, which kind of packages should be maintained longer term in the Debian community. So this is one of the related topic. And also, we'd like to get more better affinity with your project layers. So from now, this slide, I'd like to introduce the several related activities to our product development in Debian communities. The biggest one is longer term support in the Debian communities. That is an essential feature in many industrial products now. CIP project provides a super longer term support for the Linux kernel and several core packages which are maintained, should be maintained more longer. And in this conference, the talk also, Tom by our company. So if you're interested in, please look at this one. Then about the, Debian LTS, CIP project and our company our company keep funding, and CIP project also start to the funding for the more longer term support. And also sometimes we if we need, we sometimes send some security fix patches to the LTS community. Still discussion, make some discussion about extending the support time. Other stuff is course building. I introduced this kind of stuff in our build environment. That it's not essential for everyone, but still, make big benefits in many product development. For example, reduce the build time comparing with some native build on VM or something. And also, we can focus on some hardware build environment because we don't need to care about preparing some native hardware. For example, ARM native build. In the ARM native build, we need the ARM machine to native build the old packages. So we submitted several patches, 70 patches, for the Debian source packages to support the cross-building to the Debian cross mailing list. And there's many activities about supporting cross-build in Debian packages in this one kind of community. And we are still keep discussing about how we should that. Or improved the development process about Debian cross building. Then I also made both in this conference and shared some interest or priority about cross building with this both. And I found the recent interest is just moving from per package issues cross-building issues to more bigger things like building Debian from source code. Or in this book, sharing some recommended conditions for cross-building packages because the main activity is done by very limited people, so such kind of important information is still not shared enough. So we are discuss such kind of things. So we just changed our mind to find out and focus on the common and more difficult issues that is hidden back to some easy problems we can see. So that is the next approach our company. And regarding the reducing the size of root file system is also, I also interested in this topic very much, but of course it's very challenging because dropping the essential functionalities, functionality in essential packages affect many other packages maybe. So the benefit and also benefit in the Debian community is for the some generic purposes exist or not. I'm not sure about this kind of interest in the Debian community. Actually, currently the size of the bootstrapped tree is originally over 200 megabytes, and we can reduce by modifying some, removing some files or up to cache or some man page or locators or something. And we can reduce to 100 megabyte around, but it's still big for the very limited hardware platform. So previously embedded related project activities exist, but currently no big activity available. So is it one of the solution to ask some related people who are working in this community, such kind of community? Last thing is Debian installer. This is also very important function for the product development, because we want to support the full automation installation, and also need to provide some flexible partitioning or such kind of stuff. Then, but if we customize some things in the installer, it is sometimes hard. This is related to the Debian installer, the Debian CD source packages, and also the some functionalities for debugging is we want such kind of features. So another buff is also made in this conference, and as a result, issue is Debian currently maintained in total the two systems. One of them is a regular .dev package-based system, but another thing is BusyBox and the UDev packages, which is only for the installer. But it's originally maybe intended to work with a small, very large environment, but is it possible to replace such kind of environment by making the root of file system smaller? So I think this is one of the possibilities, but it depends on package maintenance and the policy of the Debian community. So partitioning function is also very important topic in this book. How to port the department into the regular system or rewrite everything. Yep, there are many topics to discuss, so please see a look at the Gobi if you're interested in. So that is the last slide. Debian is very matches our demand in the product development. Like long-term support or stability from the strong community. And regarding the tooling for the applying Debian system into the products, we already have some possibilities with other projects, so we are focusing on such kind of activities and also effective development and maintenance that is focused on the, just the differences from the Debian distribution, and also need to concentrate efforts for the very specific targets by, for example, the Meta Debian or something, where Debian is still in unbreakable. So in this conference, I made several activities in with the Debian community. So I just learned that what people are thinking about is very important things, and also understand the essence of that actually we want to do in the Debian community is also very important. So that is my opinion about relation between the Debian community. So thank you very much. Any questions?
Let's say I already have a pretty complex project with bid bake on all that layers that takes source from upstream sources. Would it be easy for me to plug in recipes from your MetaDebian layer to substitute, for example, some libraries to put to take the information from now from Debian sources?
Yeah, originally the Debian MetaDebian layer is developed from to replace the old recipes existing in the Open Embedded Core. So at this time need to enable the MetaDeb 4 of the MetaDebian into your system, and then choose which recipes you are required or not, and defining some variables to choose the actual recipes. One of them is provide an upstream building in the Yocto project, but another thing is recipes in the MetaDebian to cross build the Debian packages.
And I'm also interested, how many people are participating now in this development? How much usage do you see of this, at least?
About developers, maybe you can easily find by checking the GitHub. It already exported to shared by the GitHub. So, and regarding the users, it depends on the products, but in most products I am related to are developed by this infrastructure.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other questions? Okay, so thank you very much for your interest. If you have some opinions about some build system or something, please ask me and talk together. Thank you very much.